Spence along with Brent Colley to bring you the play-by-play of tonight's action. And we are in the Stratford Invitational Tournament varsity side. Junior varsity is also playing here in Stratford. The Willow Springs Bears back in this tournament for the first time in several years. And they've got the nightcap this evening, but the nightcap's pretty early, actually, and they started a little bit sooner than we anticipated. But we are here. We're about 2 minutes away from tip-off. The Willow Springs Bears will take on Cassville this evening in the nightcap of this ball game. Willow Springs Bears have one victory so far this year. They are off to a 1-0 start, as they were in the Van Buren shootout this past weekend for Thanksgiving Day, and the Bears won that game against Van Buren in which they played and looked pretty impressive in that contest. But this Stratford tournament is another animal. The Bears have been in the Mansfield tournament for several years, but have now moved on to the Stratford tournament. We hear in attempts to play some teams that they're not familiar with and teams that they might get a look at, besides doubling up on some teams around the area. So this is a team, the Cassville Indians, that I don't recall ever playing, the Willow Springs Bears ever playing in any contest, but doesn't mean that they haven't. But Brett Colley might be able to add a lot to that.
I have no recollection of ever playing Cassville. They're kind of known. I don't know if Cassville that I can think of has been known for very good, you know, being real successful in basketball. Now, football,
yeah,
they've had some outstanding teams. I think maybe state championship not that long ago. But just looking at the lineup and talking to the coaches, I know that they've got really good size. I think they've got a 6'7 kid, I believe, that starts in place for them. And I think size-wise, we're probably going to be in a little bit of a disadvantage
for us.
These guys.
Yeah, we'll be a disadvantage because of the big boys that they have. But we'll see how that all works out. But the Cassville Indians, I believe, is their mascot. Wildcats.
Yep.
Okay. Cassville Wildcats.
I've never seen a – they've got their roster here, Larry. I've never seen a roster, I don't think, a high school basketball with 36 kids listed on their roster.
Well, they think they're varsity, they're JV, and they're what they call a C team.
Right.
I've never heard of that before either.
But they're all freshmen, sophomores on up.
Right.
So.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We're just about to get this thing underway as both teams are going to be introduced. We're going to have a stand-up for the national anthem. So we're going to take a two-minute time away, then we'll be back for the tip-off. You're listening to Willow Springs Bear Basketball on KUKU. Welcome back to Stratford and the tournament. The Willow Springs Bears playing the last game in the opening round of this tournament, introducing the starting lineups for both teams. The Bears will start they're what they started in the first game, and this is totally different lineup from what the Bear fans from last year were used to, because we have moved on. We have graduated a bunch of kids, so we got new kids in their starting lineup. For the Cassville Ball Club, it's Baker, Cook, Leach, Littlefield, and Dunbar. And for the Bears, it's Rogers and James and Kohler and Frigga and a missing one.
Wilbanks?
Wilbanks, yes, of course. Braxton had a good game in his opening start against the Van Buren Ball Club on Saturday night. Ball is in the air, tipped and controlled by the Bears. Braxton comes down with it. Gives it back to James. James at the top of the circle. Dribbles to his left. Now comes back to the right. Into the corner they go as they move it around the horn. Now they try to go inside to Kohler. Kohler lost the ball out of bounds. And it's a turnover on the Bears as Kohler headed for the basket, lost the handle on it. So the Cassville Wildcats will bring it down the floor with Baker handling the ball. Baker top of the key. Bears in their zone defense that they used so effectively last year. But this is a new year, so we'll see. Baker with the ball tries to go inside. Now they flip it back out. Open for the three. It is no good. Rebound Bears. Fast break it down the floor. Into the corner. Rogers with it. Over to Kohler in the corner to Wilbanks. Back out on top, inside to Kohler. Kohler in the lane, puts it on the floor. Now inside to Wilbanks. Wilbanks is tied up in there, and they call a jump ball. So it will be Cassville ball again. Bears having a little trouble in the opening here. Brent trying to get the ball inside.
Cassville's also playing zone, but they're getting a lot of pressure on the ball out of their zone defense. Giving us a little bit of trouble with that.
Baker down the floor, along with Cook handling the ball. Looking inside. Passes over the head of the intended ball player in the corner, and it's out of bounds off the hands of Cassville. So it'll be bear ball, and we've had a turnover each, and no score.
And I've got two turnovers written down, Larry. Just
all right. Yeah, it's important you keep that up. Braxton in the corner for the Bears. To Rogers, or to James out front. Back in inside, three ball from Braxton is good.
Nice. Rogers.
Was it Rogers? Okay. All right. Bears go on top. 3-0 on the shot. And the Bears create a turnover. James down the floor. And we have a jump, another jump ball. This time the ball should go to the Bears.
Yep, he's got the ball in the high post to Kohler two or three times here early.
And he hasn't been able to connect yet. Bears will inbound baseline underneath the basket. In outside shot, up and no good. Rebound, Bears put it back up and in. That's
Brigga
with a basket. 5-0 Bears. Cassville brings it down the floor. They go inside, try to move the ball around the perimeter. Now they try to drive on the dribble drive, and the ball is no good. The shot is no good. Bears get the rebound. Rogers brings it down court. James, outside shot by Braxton. Good for the three. That's Braxton that time. It's 8-0 Bears. Wow. Looking pretty good right early, huh?
Well, Colby James did a good job of getting the ball to Braxton for the, had his feet all set on the three-point there on the wing, Larry, but just in transition, getting open three.
Yeah. And moving the ball quickly. Moving the ball quickly. We're going to just keep it right here. It's just a 30-second timeout. So Cassville trying to slow the rhythm down a little bit, I think. Get the kids acclimated to the game a little more.
Right. We didn't have a lot of time to talk about them, you know, in the beginning, Larry, but I think you're looking at their roster. I think they have three seniors and two juniors out there on the court.
Should be a
with the Dunbar kid, 6'7".
He is the big man inside, Dunbar, Jr. Cook brings it down the floor, along with Baker. And they lose the ball again, but they get it back. Try to go inside. The shot is up and no good. Rebound by the Bears. Willow brings it down court. Working around the outside. Now they cross-court pass to Braxton. Open again. This one's off the front of the rim. And we have a whistle and a something inside that the official wants to call.
They got caught pushing us underneath on the rebound.
Okay. Foul on Leach. Bears get the ball back and inbound it in the corner. And a trip on the ball player. Rogers was handling the ball and got tripped. Or rather, James. I get those two kids mixed up. They look a lot alike.
They both do a good job handling the ball for us.
They do. Rogers with the ball now. Rogers to James. Okay, got him right that time. Chase from outside for three. It is no good. Rebound this time. Fought for and controlled. Well, let's see. Whistle on the floor. We're going to get a foul called on Frigga, I think.
Well, that's one of those fouls as a coach you don't mind one bit. Frigga got on the floor after the ball, and I got him, you know, just for a foul there. Going after the ball, so that's good hustle by Frigga.
5 minutes left to go, first quarter, and the Bears knock the ball away, get another steal, and head for the basket. Put it up, no good. Rebound, Baker. Baker brings it down the floor. Bears going to give him a little look full court, and almost out of bounds for Cassville, but they maintain control. Baker lobs it inside. Back to Baker. Working it around the perimeter. Tries to move inside. Bears quick hands in there. Now they do get it inside, but they flip it right back out for a three, and it's good.
Number five,
Leach with the basket. Makes it 8-3. Cassville's on the board. James brings it down the floor, crosses the timeline. sets it up, drives the lane, puts up the shot. It is no good. Rebound, Cassville. Cook brings it down the floor.
Jace Rogers picking up the foul on the ball.
Okay. That'll be the Bears' second foul. First one on Rogers. Cassville will have the ball in the forecourt. They'll inbound on the baseline. Cassville inbounds. Bring it out front. Cook with the ball. Back to Baker. Baker's their primary ball handler. And move it around the corner. Baker at the top of the circle. Looks inside, nowhere to go. Passes it right to the Bears. Another turnover, and the Bears try to get it inside. Rogers with it. Flips it out to Frigga. Frigga to Braxton. Wilbanks to Kohler out on top. Kohler. Right back to James, who puts up the shot. No good. Foul might be a second foul on Frigga.
And that's not good for us.
No, our bench is not.
With our injuries,
yeah,
makes us a lot thinner.
Yeah.
Well, it normally be Stewart, I think, is in for Frigga.
Aiden Stewart checks in the ball game with 3:30 left in the first quarter. 8-3 score. Bears on top of the Wildcats. Cook brings it down this time. Sets it up for Hernandez, who is in the ball game for Cassville. Cook driving the lane, puts up the shot. Good. 8-5. Cassville scored 5 unanswered. Timeout is called. We'll take a 30-second time in. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
I've seen so far.
3:16 left to go in the first quarter. 8-5, Bears leading the Wildcats, but the Wildcats have been on a 5-0 run after the Bears opened 8-0. James brings it down the floor, crosses the timeline for the Bears, out to Rogers. Rogers lobs it across to James, still working in the backcourt, or beyond the arc. Now they get it inside, now they back out. As the Bears move it inside, Kohler in the lane. Made the shot, but the whistle blew before the shot. We're going to get a foul call on Cassville.
It's on Littlefield his second.
So, Cassville has a player in foul trouble early.
Another big guy coming in.
Got a substitution here with
Eli Stokes, 6'6".
Sophomore coming in the ballgame. Bears will inbound, baseline underneath their basket. They go out front to James. James to Rogers for 3, in and out. No good. The ball tipped around, and new guy in the ball game gets Stokes, gets the rebound. Cassville brings it down the floor, try to go inside. They do, and score, and they score. So they're on a 7-0 run and bring it back 8-7 now. As Cassville is on a 7-0 run. Bears cross the timeline. Frigga throws it away. Turnover, fast break down the court. Cassville leads now 9-8. And we got another timeout coming with 2:17 left to go in the first quarter. Bears trailing now 9-8. We'll take another 30-second time in. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Welcome back to Bear Basketball on KUKU. We're in the Stratford Tournament. The Bears taking on Cassville. In the opening round, Cassville on a 9-0 run, lead the Bears 9-8. Bears got off to an 8-0 run, Brent, but it was quickly overcome by Cassville.
Yeah, well, defensively, we've kind of let our guard down a little bit. They've kind of cut down the lane on us and got some easy looks and easy buckets on us. And then down here at the other end, we just misfired on a couple open shots.
All right, here we go. 2:17 left to go in the first quarter. James brings it down the floor, playing way out on the Bears. Bears trying to work it. It's like they've gone to a man-to-man, too. Bears flipping out to James. James for the shot. Good score. The freshman, Kobe James, with the basket, makes it 10-9 Bears.
Yeah, and on that timeout, we also subbed in Jordan Gibson, by the way.
Okay. Cook handling the ball down the floor. Gets it to Hernandez. Hernandez, the outside shot is short. Rebound, fought for underneath. And Cassville's got it, but there's a foul on the play. It's like a foul on the Bears again.
Kohler.
be the first on Ryan Kohler, fourth team foul on the Bears, fouled in the act of shooting, is Dunbar, who shoots the first one and misses it. Dunbar is their big guy. He's 6'7" and a junior.
And then they've got the guy in off the bench, Hernandez, or Stokes, excuse me, that's 6'6" right now.
Yeah.
Kohler's our only guy, looks like he's about 6 foot out there, isn't he?
Yeah. Bears get the rebound on the missed free throw and bring it back the other way. Bears moving around the perimeter, looking inside. Nothing there. Castell picking them up man to man. James with the ball now out near midcourt. Puts it on the floor and goes inside to Gibson. And Gibson threw it right back to Castell. So another turnover on the Bears. And Castell headed for the basket, and there's a whistle.
That's probably on Jace.
Nope. Already five team fouls on the Bears here in the first quarter. Will be on Rogers, I guess.
Well, if it was, I would have him for two, but I guess.
They didn't list any fouls,
yeah.
Or no team fouls.
I think they got it up there for what it was, maybe.
Anyway, Castell with the ball in their forecourt. Working it around the perimeter.
The Bears are on demand.
Man, good pass inside. Easy basket for Dunbar, and 11-10. Castell regains the lead. James picks up the dribble, goes to Rogers.
I think Castell's gone back to the matchup, Larry. They're just putting a lot of pressure on the ball.
Yeah. Rogers to Stewart out there. Back to Stewart. Stewart looks inside. Kohler back out to Jace Rogers. Aiden Stewart with it. Back to Rogers. Rogers now takes the open shot. No good. All Castell for the rebound.
Well, I like what Jace did there, though. He penetrated the gap of the zone there and took the jumper.
Bears with a steal. James with a steal. Put it up and in. Quick 2 points for the Bears on the James steal. The shot at the buzzer by Castell. No good. So at the end of one quarter, Castell trailing the Bears 12-11. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Second quarter are ready to start here at Stratford in the tournament, and the Bears leading 12-11 after one. Stratford will have the ball to open this second quarter.
I think the Bears have gone back to their zone.
Baker and Cook handling the ball in the backcourt for the Wildcats. Hernandez looking inside, high pass, and he goes right back out to him. Then Cook, there's a whistle underneath. Traveling is called, so a turnover on the Castell Indians. I'm going to call them Indians.
Yeah, that's the Seneca.
They're Seneca, and we're in Stratford. And
I see the Indians
logo and all of that. Anyway, so the Wildcats, but the Bears have the ball. James with it out near midcourt. Kohler to Rogers. Rogers puts it on the floor, dribbles inside, tried to get it into Kohler, and turned the ball over. So Castell gets it back. Shooting from outside, there's a three ball. Hernandez, I believe.
Yes, first guy off the bench.
14-12, Castell with the lead. James penetrating with a little hook teardrop, and it misses. The Bears lose the rebound. Should have had a turnover, don't get it. And then Castell gets the easy shot at the other end with Dunbar, and they take a 4-point lead. 16-12, their biggest lead of the night. James to Rogers. Jace Rogers outside, off the front, no good. Rebound, fought for. The Bears come up with it.
Stewart did a good job there.
James back to Rogers. Rogers penetrating, shoots off the front of the rim, no good. Bears get the rebound, though, as Braxton Wilbanks gets it. Now the Bears turn it over. On the drive, Castell with the easy bucket. It's 18-12. Castell Wildcats on top by six with 6:26 left to go in the first half. Bears take another timeout. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU, back in 30 seconds. 6:26 left to go in the first half. Indians have come out on a 7-0 run to start the second quarter, and they lead it 18-12 over the Bears, the Wildcats, rather. Cassville brings it down, or Bears bring it down court against Cassville. James out front. Drives, then it fires over to Stewart, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Cassville. We've got Gibson, who comes out of the ball game now. Mm-hmm. Wellbanks comes back in. So it'll be bear ball back at midcourt. They inbound. Stewart inbounds to James.
Got Matthew Miller in the game now, too.
All right. Stewart handling it out front. Gets bumped a little bit, and I think that's going to be a foul on Cassville. They now have four team fouls. Two fouls on Leach.
And the other two are on Littlefield, so they have two guys all their fouls.
So they work Leach out of the ball game, send in a substitution for him. Smith comes in for Leach. Fair ball. Bears trying to break a little drought here. Haven't scored in the second quarter. Pick up the dribble. Come back to top of the key. Stewart inside. Wellbanks back out front to James, over to Stewart. Stewart just drives, puts up the shot, partially blocked, I think.
Yes.
Cassville with a rebound, down the floor, out of bounds. It's going to be bear ball, I believe.
Yes.
On the turnover. A little rough right now.
It is. A little discombobulated. We've got Rogers back in the game now. We can settle down. We're not really getting the ball inside or in the high post anyplace right now. It's all on the perimeter.
James crosses the timeline. And Miller goes in the corner. It's Rogers. Bounce pass into Wellbanks. Back out to Miller. Miller, top of the key, over to James.
There's
inside to Kohler, who took about 3-5 steps.
Yep.
Made the basket.
That's the NBA steps there. That's the first bucket this quarter.
Kohler with the basket makes it 18-14. 4:50 left to go in the half. Cassville the other way. Smith handling the ball to Hernandez. Hernandez picks up the dribble back to Smith in the corner. Baseline they go. To Dunbar. He's long pass. Wow. Is up in the bleachers almost. Out of bounds. It'll be bear ball on the turnover by Cassville.
Well, we got Frigga back in the game now with two fouls, so hopefully he can get through this half without picking up another one.
Yeah, that's the danger of putting him in there with 4:37
exactly.
Left to go in the half.
But it's kind of hurt. It's hurt not having him in, I think, these few minutes, because that's kind of when they on their run, I think, when Ryan went to the bench.
Yeah. James brings it down the floor, crosses the timeline, bounce pass to Kohler. Kohler in the corner to Frigga. Frigga stood up. Got it, needs to have some help there, but it's tipped out of bounds, the ball is, on his attempted pass to Wellbanks.
He surely pointed the wrong line.
Oh, my goodness.
That was right in front of him.
That's a terrible call. They give the ball to Cassville, and they're the ones that tipped it out of bounds. We clearly saw it. It was right in front of us.
We had a better view than this.
We did. So Cassville with the ball. They go baseline, and the shot is up. No good. Rebound, Cassville puts it up. No good. Bears. Scramble for the rebound, but Cassville comes away with it. Set it up out front with Smith handling the ball. And the Bears got quick hands in there, knocking the ball around, but Cassville retains control. Smith, nowhere to go with it. Now it takes off and double dribbles.
Good pressure by the Bears there on defense.
Good defense that time.
Well, that's their ninth turnover.
Wow. Okay. They're winning the turnover battle.
And we've done a little better job the last two times getting it down low in the high post.
Rogers with the ball. 12-footer, no good. Rebound. Off of Cassville, maybe? No, it's not.
Must have already been out.
So, turnover for the Bears, and Cassville will get the ball back. Bears have only scored 2 points in this quarter. Baker brings it down the floor for Cassville. Lost his dribble. Picked it up now. Gets it back to Dunbar, who goes underneath. Stokes.
Good job there by
good job
Wellbanks.
Wellbanks inside. Yeah, good defense. forces the ball out of bounds and fair ball.
Turnovers are keeping us in it.
Yeah. James down the floor. Makes his move, passes to Frigga. Frigga goes underneath, tries to. Ball back to Frigga. Frigga, outside shot is good. That's number one, Kobe James. We got to get used to calling that name, right?
Yeah. Frigga, by the way, good job there on the pass, getting the assist.
Down the other way, Castro puts up the basket. Got it. On the rebound on the offensive board by Dunbar, and he got fouled in the act of shooting. So that makes it 20-17. We missed the call on the three-point shot by James. So 2:49 left to go in the half. It's 20-17, and that foul is on Wilbanks, his first. Dunbar misses the free throw. Bears with the whoop. Nope, they don't have the rebound either. Got stolen away by Castile. Cashville looking underneath, and we'll see if the charge is called.
I don't think.
No. Foul against the Bears there on the attempted shot, so that'll put Cashville back at the line. Hernandez was driving the lane and got fouled.
So that on Wilbanks.
That's two in a row on Wilbanks, so he's got two fouls now. That puts Hernandez at the line shooting two. First one is up, and no good. Castile not making many of their free throws yet.
Have made a one. Gibson's back in for the Bears. Wilbanks is going to take a seat with these two fouls. And Stewart's in for Kobe James.
Hernandez, second shot, good. So back to a four-point lead for Castile, 21-17 with 2:38 left to go in the half. Rogers brings it down the floor, comes into the forecourt, gets it back in the corner, penetrates, now got out front to give to Kohler. Back to Kohler. Kohler with the shot, up, no good.
Got his rebound,
got his own
good
rebound,
job.
Put it up, no, hammered. But he got fouled that time.
Good job by Kohler there, staying with it.
He hung in there, yeah, he did. So, that's a foul on
Stokes,
Eli Stokes of Cassville. Puts Kohler at the line shooting two. First one is no good.
Our first free throws of the evening, by the way.
That is our first one?
Yes.
Ryan will get a second shot. Up and good this time. 21-18, Bears back within three. Whistles blow. I didn't see any changes there. I don't know what the deal was. We have three officials for tonight's game. That's pretty good for an official shortage, right?
And there are three good ones, by the way.
All
I
right.
I tell you, yeah.
All right.
They're at you, they're going to be good.
Castile with the ball. Hernandez out top of the circle. Goes to Baker. Cross court. Lobs it inside to Dunbar at the high post. Underneath the Stokes, and it's in for the basket. There's where their height came into play as an advantage.
First time we've seen that.
23-18. Castile with the lead. Frigga, back out front to Stewart. Over to Rogers. Rogers, all the way to the hoop.
Great
basket,
job.
Good.
Great job by Jace. Went by about three guys there for the left-handed layup.
23-20, Bears back within two, within three. Baker brings it down the floor. Top of the key to Dunbar. Outside, they try to play it, almost lost it. But managed to hang on to it. The shot is up and good by Cook. 25-20, back to a five-point lead for Castile. Bears working at the other end of the floor. Working around the perimeter. Frigga out front with it. Goes in the corner to Stewart. Back out on top to Rogers. Rogers going to try that same thing again, but I think he got fouled on the way.
Six. First foul.
Okay. So the not in the act of shooting, so the Bears will inbound it at their end of the floor under the basket. Frigga will inbound. got Jordan Gibson playing up. Now he goes way out front to Rogers. Rogers going to take it right back in. Passes to Gibson. Gibson double team goes to Rogers. Rogers, good pass inside to Kohler.
Wow. Yeah, I think
Kohler was surrounded there. Yeah. Just kind of jumped up.
I think we got the benefit of the call there, man.
Foul was called on Cassville with Kohler going to the line.
And they called it on Baker, I think, and that's his second.
Okay. Shot is up and no good by Ryan Kohler. He's one out of three now from the free throw line. Changes for the Bears. Gibson and Frigga go out.
Miller and James, I think, came
okay.
in. And Colby back in. Pretty small lineup right now.
It is, short lineup. Second shot by Kohler is good. 25-21. Bears need to stop here in the last 30 seconds of that. On their defensive end, Cook brings it down the floor. Cook hands it off to Smith as they work around the outside. Bounce pass in the corner. Hernandez hemmed in back there, but gets it out to Smith. Over to Cook, who just has an open lane, puts it up and in. Makes it 27-21 and a whistle.
And a late foul there that did us no good.
Miller
picked
up the foul. So the basket counts. And Cook will go to the line to try to make it a three-point play and give the Wildcats their biggest lead of the night. They lead by six right now, 27-21. And he does. Makes the free throw, 28-21. 14 seconds left to go in the half. James brings it down the floor. They bounce past it inside. Shot is up and blocked as Miller tried to go up with it. Bears try to steal it. The shot at the buzzer, no good. So at the end of the first half of play, the score, Cassville 28, Willow Springs 21. We'll be back for look at the halftime statistics in 2 minutes. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.